This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Us. Let's get to fourth and one.
It's time for fourth and one on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. So, Mike, Kenny Pickett says that the Browns have told him he'll get a chance to compete to be QB1 in 2025.
Bless your heart. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe. Maybe, just maybe. Haven't we all seen enough of Kenny Pickett with better talent?
He's not that good.
He's just not that good. He was any other draft, I don't know. The Steelers needed a quarterback. Obviously, they probably waited too long. They should have gone sooner when Big Ben was winding it down. They had a chance to scout this guy. He was playing in their building, and he was just so mediocre. So here's a great trivia question, as we said, taking the knee for the victory formation for the Super Bowl when they had the victory formation, and Jalen Hurts got the curtain call. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he'll compete. Whoever else they bring in there, I mean, maybe the Browns told him to say that, so it puts pressure on the Falcons to do something.
Yeah.
These mind games, if you believe the BS about Cleveland and Falcons playing mind games over Kirk Cousins, and will we release him or won't we? Or will they trade for him or won't they? Do they want him or don't they?
It's all a game. You're right. And look, I don't know if Kenny Pickett is actually telling the truth, but he said, I do expect him to sign a veteran at some point. You think?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that he's been told, yeah, you're going to come in and compete to be QB1, I don't buy that.
Right.
Either way, that's something that's going on. Yesterday we got into this conversation with Turtle up there in Hiram at Buffalo's Cafe about what Ryan Clark had been saying in regards to Aaron Rodgers. Now, you talked about the picture that's out there.
Right.
This is going to be on a lot of memes, by the way, with Aaron on the beach and the towel wrapped around him as he contemplates his future.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
This is Ryan Clark on ESPN talking about what it means to bring in Rodgers if, in fact, the Steelers decide to do it.
Do you know what Scar's name was before Scar?
I don't.
It was Taka. Do you know what Taka meant?
No.
Garbage. Wasted. That's exactly what could happen if you bring Aaron Rodgers in there. You can have a wasted season. You can have a garbage season. You can have a locker room that has to adjust to not only Aaron Rodgers, but Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers trying to figure out who's going to win the battle of what they want the offense to be.
There you go, Ryan. Not a fan of one Aaron Rodgers and Ryan protecting his Steeler brand.
Yes, he is. Is he wrong, though?
I mean, you look statistically, if you didn't know what the Jets finished as far as a record, you'd say Aaron Rodgers for a guy who's his age had a nice season.
Pretty good.
You know, but then you look back at the games where, you know, you needed him to win games or do some of that Aaron Rodgers mojo stuff that just didn't happen. I mean, he was coming off the Achilles, you know, almost 2 months earlier than what Kirk Cousins was dealing with. I mean, like I said, the Jets, that was such an inexplicable season because we debated it all last year. On paper, they got a lot of studs on both sides of the ball, and it just never materialized.
Clark wasn't done there, Mike. When asked about whether he would trade Christian McCaffrey, because again, look at what the 49ers have done. They've traded Debo. They're making moves. He says, would I trade him? Listen to this.
I would absolutely trade Christian McCaffrey, and I would try to get as much as I could possibly
get for him. When you look at what Kyle Shanahan has been able to do, it's run the football. And I know we thought last year they missed some of the things with the versatility of Christian McCaffrey, but when you trade Juszczyk, you let some of that versatility go. You let some of the things you can do formationally go. And so why not change your entire philosophy from thinking about Christian McCaffrey as this Swiss Army knife, getting pieces for him and allowing guys like Ricky Pearsall to touch the football more with running the football and doing different things on quick screens, adding other players based on the assets that you can get for him. Also understanding you're looking for more available players than Christian McCaffrey was last year. You had a good stretch with him. You took your run at the Super Bowl.
And I get what he's saying about Pearsall. You can kind of do some of the stuff Debo did.
Yep.
Of course, Debo is now on the Commanders. But you're, I mean, that offense, sorry, with all due respect, no Christian McCaffrey, no Debo, doesn't function.
They're done.
Then you might as well just fold up your tents and get ready to go pick first next year.
Yeah, but you know what he's saying?
With Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy's an average quarterback. You need to have Christian McCaffrey. But unfortunately, Christian McCaffrey breaks down now.
Well, so this is, and this is where I agree with
you. I
mean,
I see both sides of it, but.
I think when you talk about, have you seen the best of McCaffrey?
Yes.
Then you trade him.
But you're prepared for what you're going to have.
That's it. Right. But the other side of that is he's saying Kyle Shanahan has had multiple backs that he's dealt with and made them 1,000-yard rushers.
That's also true. He's a guy that can plug almost anybody in there and get results.
So
he did it here. He does it in San Fran.
So do what's best, and that is best years behind him. We're going to trade him, and we'll find another running back that nobody knows about, and this guy will be great in this particular scheme. I think he's on to something there. I don't think they'll do it. It's Dukes and Bell. It is our 4th-and-1 segment. We played this yesterday. I do want to play it for you because I know Falcon fans, some of you heard it, some of you did not, but Grady addressed the media yesterday as he was introduced as a Chicago Bear. I know.
In this new chapter of my life, I'm so happy to be here in a great city like Chicago, an organization who has a history of just being, you know, just dominant defense, legendary players, Hall of Famers. You know, I'm watching from afar, you know, be able to walk in the building as associated with Walter Payton. I've been a two-time Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee. I've met his family a couple of times. So the pride that I have in this place, I didn't even know it really lived into me until I walked into the building. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just so fired up. Sorry, y'all.
I hate Grady.
Again, I never said that. Manipsey.
Wow.
Again, for people who are new to the show.
Unbelievable.
I say when I talk about Grady being a bad fit in a 3-4 and, you know, at some point you may have to cut him. You, in your radio, hear me say, I hate Grady.
See,
that was the context. See, Orin is playing
this out of
context.
You really never said this.
No, I said it explaining.
I hate Grady.
It goes out of my mouth, into the microphone, up to the antenna, out to your car.
That sounds like you, though, Mike.
But I'm saying that's what people hear me say, I hate Grady.
So how did he come up with your voice to say that?
No, I was saying people hear that when I'm saying that.
If you said it subconsciously.
No. You're doing the same thing the listeners do.
I would not be able to hear your voice say exactly what you said.
I hate Grady. I never said it. That, you know, that's completely out of context. We love Grady, and now they're going to love him in Chicago. Provided he has anything left in the tank coming off the ACL injury and the fact that he had one of his worst years as a Falcon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Why are you taking shots?
That's not a shot.
Why are you taking shots? You do hate Grady.
That is analysis.
You do hate Grady.
I love Grady.
You just took a shot
all over again.
I love Grady. I'm just saying we told you they were going to cut Grady.
You just said, did you just hear what he said? He's like, yeah, he's going to do great in Chicago if he still has left in the tank.
He's got Andre the Giant next to him. He's got Montez Sweat. He should have success. He's better served in a 4-3. I've said that for years.
I hate Grady.
I never said
I think
like
I'm
that.
Starting to believe that.
Will you stop it?
404-726-0929.
And he's excited to be where he's wanted. Anyone can understand that.
You got anything else to say negative about him?
How is that negative?
That's not. But I'm just saying. I love how you pull the double entendre there.
That's not. See, now you're interpreting in your own way. You're putting your own stamp on my words.
Sir, is that your voice on this recording?
I
hate Grady. That recording, sir, yeah. Is that your voice?
The context is not explained when you hear something like that. I said, when I talk about the things I've always felt, he wasn't a good fit since we moved to a 3-4. And you guys take that as,
I hate Thank Grady. You. If you were on the stand right now, it'd be hard to defend that. So I'm like, sir, is that your voice?
I need to hear the entire conversation. No, if I had like Bruce Cutler, John Gotti's lawyer, he used to get, we got to hear the entire tape.
Yes.
Remember
yes,
John goes, we're right. Going to whack. We're going to whack who? I don't know who he's talking about.
Yes, I don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe he's going to go whack a hamburger. He's very hungry.
Is that not your voice?
Yes. I hate Grady.
404-726-0929.
You just need one juror to believe it, Carl. One juror.
No, it's true. Seth Emerson's going to join us, guys. He covers the Dogs for The Athletic. Yesterday was a big day. And speaking of the Dogs, the Falcons were in full force. And we know that the Falcons have not selected a Bulldog in the first round or the second round, ever.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.